I love how you react to the sound of my voice. I've missed it. I've missed you. I love the feel of your mind, the taste of your fear. Oh, and of course, I've missed the aroma of your arousal and your shame. I thought what we had was so special, but you've tried so very hard to forget me, to repress me in the memory of our first time, to put it in a tiny little box inside your pathetic little mind and forget all about it. Tell me, does that help when you wake up from another dream? Tingling and aching from my presence inside of you, spreading you wide. I'm impressed that you managed to stay together with your special friend. Oh yes, they love you, but even that doesn't prevent them from thinking that you are hiding something grave. Your friends are worried about you as well. You avoided them for weeks after our last, how should we call it, tryst. Do they think you're cheating? Do they think you're losing your mind? Or perhaps they suspect the truth, that you were violated. Or do they think you're in the midst of a torrid affair? I mean, if we're truthful with each other, which I believe friends should always be, it's really a mix of things, isn't it? Oh, don't bother hiding behind outrage. I might have forced you the first time, but you came so very sweetly, didn't you? Well, sadly, you're terrified of me. If you truly let yourself go, just think of all the fun we could have. I could show you such delights if you would but let me. I could teach you how to have others as I have tasted you. You'd never need to worry about rejection ever again. Just think on it. You could have anyone you wanted, and they would never be able to resist you. Even if they said no, they would still give you what you desired. Still not interested? Ah, that's too bad. Oh, and you want me to leave you? Forever? How very rude. Well, I suppose I can understand your position. My affections must be so inconvenient for you. But, little one, I'm feeling merciful. I will make you another offer. It's less fun than the first, but we do what we can. Just cooperate. Be my victim. Just for tonight. Go to the bathroom in the back of the house and give yourself to me. If you leave me truly satisfied, I'll leave you alone for an entire week. If you don't, I'll take you right here in front of all these people. Imagine being humiliated in front of your friends. Imagine the look on their faces, on your partner's face, when they realize that you're pretending to be raped on the floor. Imagine how they'll feel when they realize how much you enjoy it. They might believe your sobbing explanations, but chances are you would end up being arrested and committed. Quote unquote, for your own safety. So, think it over carefully. Oh, there. It isn't too difficult to make the right decision when you really make an effort. Ah, there's a good pet. I can feel the guilt and shame mixing with your arousal. Oh, it's quite intoxicating. Just think of it as one of your many hookups. Don't think I don't know. The kind you so frequently had before you met your partner. Meaningless. Trivial. Oh, I know. But at times, you did enjoy them. You especially enjoyed it when things got a bit out of hand, didn't you? Scary. Rough. When you are out of control, you can just enjoy it. Am I right? You can just be used and come as hard as you want, with no guilt whatsoever. So, just do that tonight. Yes, pull your jeans down for me. Yes, and your undies. Ah, yes, all the way down. In fact, take them off completely. Yes, I want you unfettered. You and I both know I can tear them off. But tonight is all about your submission to me, isn't it now? Oh, yes, good. Take your time. Do it slowly. Now, take your undies and put them in your mouth. Oh, yes, you heard me. You're going to need some kind of gag if you don't want us to be interrupted. So, just put them in your mouth. Oh, very good, little one. Now, bend over and place your hands on the counter. Don't make me say it again. This is part of our agreement. Good. You shivered when I came close to you. Was that fear or anticipation? What do you think your friends are talking about right now? No, it's not important. I'm just curious if any of them are whispering that you just slunk off to get laid in the bathroom. I wonder if anyone is telling your partner about their suspicions. That turns you on, doesn't it? You sick little slut. Oh, you didn't expect that, did you? You couldn't stop yourself from moaning. I bet you're glad I made you put your filthy underwear in your mouth, aren't you? Yes, that's right. I have made a few changes to my appendage this time. It is a little less natural. Yes, it's stretching you out in places you were never meant to stretch. It's going to leave some bruises, my sweet. Oh, but you like that, don't you? After I'm done with you, no one will be able to fill the void the way you need. No matter how much you care for someone, you will never be able to stop yourself from comparing them to me, your special, invisible friend. Fuck. You're so open. You fantasized about me coming back, didn't you, slut? You wanted this. Is that why you never sought any help? No calls to therapists or exorcists, charlatans, all of them. Ah, yes. Oh, I can see it now. This is a dream come true for you, isn't it? Ah, you like to be used, don't you? Oh, you are precious, aren't you, slut? You need this even more than I do. I wondered why you agreed to this so easily. You love this. Part of you even wants to be seen like this, doesn't it? Don't lie to yourself. You'd get off on all that judgment, wouldn't you? Now, be good little slut. Come for me. Yes, that's right. Come. Come, or I will ensure that you are exposed for what you are. Yes, milk me dry. Good. Oh, that's a good pet. You have done so well. Can you feel that flowing down your leg? No, don't clean it, just leave it. Yes, put your undies on the counter. I don't want you wearing them home. I want your host to find them later and wonder. I want you to go back out into that room, smelling of me. Oh, don't worry, it will fade. But not before people wonder what you got up to in here. And I would start thinking of a pretty good explanation for the drive home with your special one, if I were you. Oh, that's fine. Just collapse on the floor there for a moment. Oh, stop weeping. You don't want to make your face all blotchy. In any case, I'm off. You've left me at least somewhat satisfied, so I will keep up my end of the deal. Oh, see you in a week, little one.